News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
J.D. Vance has described Iran's closing of the Straits of Hormuz as economic terrorism. Meanwhile, Iran has warned that any U.S. ships trying to block ports will be sent to the bottom of the sea. Mark Weiss is with us. He's Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. First of all, to that latter threat that Iran is making, do they have the military capacity to deliver on any aspect of that threat, Mark?
We know that good morning, first of all. We know that their military capabilities have been severely degraded during this 40-day war, particularly the Iranian Navy. Almost all the vessels, if not all the vessels, have been destroyed. There is a danger to American ships taking part in this blockade from missiles fired from the Iranian mainland or drones at the US vessels, but they are prepared for this and they do have excellent air defense systems on the boats active in the Gulf. So it remains to be seen if the Iranians have a capability to attack them and how efficient it will be.
None of it would suggest that we are rapidly approaching an opening of the strait, though, does it?
I agree. I think we're in a state of limbo at the moment, hanging between two possibilities. One is a return to full-scale war if the Iranians indeed do attack either the US naval vessels or more likely would be, I think, an attack on Gulf Arab states and their energy facilities. Or there is a possibility, and Pakistan is pushing for, a resumption of the talks that broke up without agreement at the weekend. According to unconfirmed reports, Iran has shown a willingness to freeze or suspend its uranium enrichment program for 5 years. This was apparently rejected by Donald Trump, who is insisting on a 20-year moratorium. However, it must be stressed that's only one issue of many where there are still very, very wide gaps between the two sides.
Now, as to the final agreement on that negotiation, that, of course, is predicated on some form of international inspection that can be rigorous and that can be accepted by all sides. And that was a previous challenge when it came to negotiations with Iran. Given the animosity between the two parties and the mistrust between the two parties, is that possible as an outcome of the negotiation?
You're exactly right. And that's just one of many, many clauses, as I said, where there is a very significant gap remaining between the two sides. The assessment here in Israel is that they will fail to reach an agreement on all these contentious issues. And at some stage, there will be a resumption of hostilities, plunging the entire region again into full-scale war. Both sides, I think, do have a desire to end the war. The US, for its reasons, particularly the global energy crisis and how that is impacting on inflation in the US with the midterm elections coming up. President Trump is aware of this. He wants to stop the war to put the American economy back on track. The Iranians obviously have their interests in stopping the war. They've been decimated. Their economy is a total mess. And this new blockade imposed by the Americans will impose very serious economic consequences on an already battered economy. But between a willingness on both sides to end the war and actually sitting down and making compromise that will be that is essential in order to clinch an agreement is two separate things.
Mark, thank you very much for your time this morning. Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times, 53106. If you'd like to text the show, that'll cost you 30 cent. 087-1400-106 if you want to use WhatsApp for free.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.